I'm originally from Burma, now called Myanmar. I live in the United States for about 15 years. Every single refugee who came to America, they have the story. Because of some violence that happened to them, they cannot be in the country. That's why they have to flee. And my personal story is I've been rejected from every corner. I've been rejected from my own government. I've been rejected from Thai government. And as a minority group, you have no right and you can't speak up and you do not have any citizen. I'm a Karen tribe from Burma. Citizenless, countryless, stateless. I do not have anything in my life. So United States welcomed me here in America. It just feels like a newborn. You feel like you're being human again. You feel like someone in this world welcoming you, and you have right, and you're able to have a citizenship, being a human as just normal people want to be. I do remember we waited in the airport in Thailand, Bangkok. Waiting for that moment to be in the plane, it is almost like a life-changing travel. At the middle of the night, midnight, start riding your plane at 1 a.m. in the morning. We landed in Minneapolis, St. Paul Airport. I remember with a big flag and a banner, welcoming sign, welcome to America. And I see so many people that welcoming me from my community. It's a moment where I am in America. It's so thankful, and I'm now safe from all the difficult life that I have to go through. Remember being a first time in the front seat of the car, which I would never afford it if I would be in my own country to sit in the front seat. But it's just the beginning and from my journey. It's very challenging because when I first came, I did not speak any English. And to make friends, to go through high school, life is very challenging. And also at the same time that you never been away from your parents, and you never have to be take your own responsibility, paying your own rent. You have to find a job at the same time going to high school. It's very difficult. Honestly, I don't remember anybody would support me throughout my high school year except my brother, who I resettled together with him. I do wish that I could have somebody supported me or be a mentor to me to go through the high school year. Yes, I really thankful for his support for me to graduate from high school. I remember first day being in the class. I did not have any friend. I just sit in the middle of the class. It just the moment where I have to do it, and for me to learn English, I just have to sit through the class. For being almost 6 months, still do not speak the language, but kind of hearing and sort of kind of get the listening to people speaking around you, what's going on. A year later, I start speaking the language and start making friends when I speak the language. But I also really supported my teacher, who, even though I do not speak English, by taking time to make sure that I understand the language, because we are in ESL classes. So that's the only one period that I have, it's ESL class. The rest of my other period, it's a regular classes that you have to go through and sit through the class with all other high school kids. They do not friendly with you because you don't speak the language, and maybe because of you're not coming from the same middle school where they used to have friends, and then they're going to high school with the same group, but which I don't have those connection. But I think what's a turning point is when I start working, first 6 months when I arrived in the United States, I start working as a cashier at a Thai restaurant. And at that time, it is changing me that I can live in this country if I have a job, if I have access to transportation. And the most important thing, when you have your own car, so you could travel freely. Waiting for the bus is kind of a challenge. The weather in the winter time is very difficult to travel. But Once you get a job, when you have a car, you think you could manage to live in this country. The way my parents raised me is different than I would raise my kids, because my parents would spank me, would not allow me to go out at night, and if I do, I would get really bad punishment. And in this country, you can't spank them, or you can, but you can't make them bruises, or it's violently to punish your kids. I think that is kind of a challenge for a refugee family to adapt it to the culture parenting here in America. It's a country where it's difficult, I think, to me to raise your kids, especially when the kids would go through middle school, high school. That's influential. If the kid would have a good friend, I think the kids would do well. But if the kids has a friend where who are not interested in education, then I think it's going to be difficult. As a parent, I always prayed about it. I hope that I would support my kids in any way. If my kids would be in a situation where they need help, I would find a counselor or a mentor or a churches to be involved to help my kids to be on track. I think it need supervision from some institution to make the kids be successful. Back in my country, it's very difficult that you could speak against your government or any leader who you don't like. But in this country, we all have equal opportunity. It doesn't matter where you came from, but as long as you're here, you have voice to speak up against something you don't like. You have right to call your own senator, representatives, that if something that you want to advocate on. I think it's the freedom of being able to live freely, not having to worry about corruption where I used to came from. I really appreciate all the democracy that we have here in this country.